What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it, Smasher Pastime here on 96.5 The Fan. How many teams are left in the playoffs? Eight?
Eight teams are left in the playoffs. Eight teams right now are looking for coaches, right? Because the Giants got Harbaugh, so that was nine, right? We started this thing with nine coaches, so we're at eight right now. Do you think we will have more or less than eight head coaching vacancies come Monday morning?
I'll go less.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think anybody else is getting fired right now.
I think two people get jobs by Sunday.
Yeah. I don't think, no matter what happens, I don't think McDermott's going to get fired at this point in time. I honestly think this may be one of his better jobs coaching with everything that they've had go wrong.
Kind of agree.
You know, and whatnot. And so I think there's more pressure, quite honestly, on Josh Allen. There really is than Sean McDermott at this point.
I think the most pressure is on the GM.
Brandon Bean.
I think that's who will lose their job eventually. Because I figured if we'd hear more, I think, about McDermott. But if you hear this.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
Caller number eight. Just got to tell Mac that he's awesome. Mac's enjoy his laugh. And that he's a great guy. Smasher Pass, topic number one, we'll go food. Guys, the world stopped yesterday for about 5 minutes in my life. Did you know how I'm a Little Debbie's lord?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Who isn't, though?
Come on.
Have you ever met someone who goes, I really don't like a Little Debbie snack
Debbie's
cake?
Ew.
RFK.
Well, but he likes them. He just doesn't eat them. I like them. I don't hardly eat them.
Right. Just eat them. Juice all over the place.
So Little Debbie's coming out with a new concoction, ice cream sandwiches, two editions, Cosmic Brownie, Smash or Pass.
Yeah, I mean, do we even have to ask? Yeah. I immediately went to Hy-Vee yesterday and searched the store.
They're not back yet?
Not quite back yet.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody about it.
I am going to talk to Carla today at the Hy-Vee on Shawnee Mission Parkway out in Shawnee. She is the best. She's the store manager out there.
Carla.
Big listener. Carla, I know you may be listening to the show today and all my friends at Hy-Vee.
Shout out, Carla.
We need these Little Debbie ice cream cakes in every Hy-Vee immediately because I will buy all of them.
Pronto.
Who the hell ate all those Cosmic Brownie sandwiches? That damn Sasquatch. The other one that they are going to bring out as well. So Cosmic Brownie's one. I'm a pass. I'm not a chocolate ice cream type of guy. So it's like the brownie, and then between it's just chocolate ice cream.
Oh, it's chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I will pass.
Oh, no. Chocolate ice cream Mac doesn't like. But if it's vanilla, I'm going to take it.
I'm in.
Five big booms.
Yes, exactly.
Pass on those guys. The other one is the oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah.
It is the oatmeal patties with like the vanilla.
That's too good,
take
dude.
My money. Take my heart. Yeah. Take my veins. Please.
Inject it.
Always a huge fan of the cream pies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, always.
A staple in my life.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they were 25 cents.
Oh.
Damn.
I still walk in. I go, this is not a quarter anymore?
Hey, Pesci, here's a nickel. Say Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia. Yeah, so smash on the oatmeal cream pie ice cream sandwich. Pass on the Cosmic Brownie. We move on to sports. Smash or pass? Rams versus Bears on Sunday. Is that a smash game or a pass game?
No, that's a smash game. Okay. A lot at stake. A lot of I hate to keep saying everybody's legacy and all this kind of stuff because
whose legacy is at stake in this game?
I don't think anybody's really.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't. You know, Caleb Williams is too young to have a legacy. Yeah. Matthew Stafford has already won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's no legacy at stake here.
Jim Johnson.
It's his first year. There's no
Sean McVay.
No, he's already got a Super Bowl win and whatnot. Like, if Sean McVay still hadn't had that win, I'd say, this is a good one for Sean McVay or whatever. But no, I don't think anybody's legacy is on the line in this one.
Agreed.
It's like what Jordan said. You win one, it's a fluke. You win two, it's the truth. Stafford and McVay are both in that realm. Because I think if you see Stafford win, he's... See ya.
Oh, 100%.
This time a year ago, we thought Stafford was going to get traded to the Giants and maybe not even play.
Yeah.
And now here we are on divisional weekend, and then Matthew Stafford's like, how's everybody doing?
I'm still elite. Yeah, this is a huge smash.
I win my second Super Bowl. I win an MVP for the first time in career. I don't know how you can't go out any better than that. I really don't.
No, that's the Disney ending.
You can come
ending.
Back for one more and go 6-11. You know? That is the Disney ending. If the Rams win it all and he wins the MVP, peace the F out, bro. Like, just
talk
go.
To you later.
Yeah.
And then you can go be McVay's offensive coordinator whenever you're ready
no,
for that.
No, you don't. You go and do nothing.
Correct. Smash or pass, Bills beating Denver.
Yes.
Smash, please.
Smash that
yes.
one, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw one of those tweets yesterday. I hope they both lose.
Ugh.
You're not original. You're not funny. No. And no, you don't.
Smash or pass, the 49ers doing it again, proving all doubters and beating the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, this is the game that's least interesting to me, but Kyle Shanahan's got a legacy he can get better at. You know, like he is the third longest tenured.
7-0 in wild card divisional round as the coach of the 49ers.
Wow. That's amazing.
Not to cut you off, but I saw that stat yesterday, and I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
Kyle Shanahan. I mean, like, we haven't gotten how crappy the Arizona Cardinals are from a standpoint, but just to put it in perspective, the Houston Texans are the youngest NFL team, and the Arizona Cardinals are the oldest NFL team. Houston has more playoff wins than the Cardinals do.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
The Cardinals have been around since the 1920s. The Houston Texans have been around since 2002.
Yeah. After I was born.
Right.
My gosh.
So back to like what jobs look good. The Arizona Cardinals may be the worst job in American
BBL
professional sports.
Stinky.
It's hard to say that because they're the NFL. But if you have gone well over 100 years and have less playoff appearances than a team that's been around or playoff wins than a team that's been around for 24 years, you got 75 plus years on that team and they have more playoff wins than you. The Arizona Cardinals are garbage.
Everyone's mad at you on the text line saying you're talking blank on my dad because he said, can they both lose? He is, Dad.
Yeah.
Go get him, Dad.
You talked blank on your dad yesterday, too.
Yeah, you bring that 69-year-old ass and Fife Fesco in the studio. We'll put it on the live stream.
Let's go.
Chances are it's not going to end pretty for Kurt Likens.
It may not end pretty for me either.
They'll both pull something
like
before it starts.
Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yeah, we both will pull something. I got a leg muscle that's been pulled. I haven't been able to work out since Monday.
Jeez.
Okay, so moving on. Smash or pass, Mendoza as an NFL quarterback.
I'm passing with a long shot on this guy.
Same.
I think he stinks.
Oh, man.
He's a great college kid. It's a fun story, but he's gonna be bad in the NFL.
Yeah,
I've seen this rodeo too much.
Yeah.
I think
he's a great
2.0?
guy. Yeah.
Tebow,
yes.
Zach Wilson, all these guys, you know? It's just...
No, Tebow's a great one. We fell in love with his personality, and we're just gonna assume that the rest will take care of itself.
Sure.
He doesn't have the physical talent. He doesn't have those attributes that he needs to be successful at the NFL level. So yeah, hard pass. We'll see.
I don't
him on...
know that he has the believability either for an NFL locker room.
Well,
like grown men gonna listen to that guy?
Maybe he can be like me and just be live. Kurt Cignetti as the best college football coach currently. Smash or pass?
I think he's the best collage coach, as it says in the doc. It's hard not to smash that at this point in time. I mean, the guy reborn Indiana. It's not like he's winning at Alabama, you know? That's why I love Bill Snyder so much. He won at K-State. This guy's winning at Indiana. I'll give him that. Yeah, I got to pass that one.
Or smash
or
that.
Smash that one, I mean, yeah.
I will hesitantly pass. I will still give Kirby Smart that title.
Okay.
He's had for a long time. He's been there, but... You bring up no wrong points, Bob. If this happens again next year, or even something close to this happens again next year, they're elite, they're in the playoffs, and I have to kind of give it to him.
To me, it's just Kirby Smart's winning at Georgia. This guy's winning at Indiana. Even Joe Buck's like, I can't believe I'm reading this.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Insane.
It's kind of even also impressive when you look at Kirby Smart's transfers and kids that actually come from the state.
That's amazing. I mean, yes.
It's just a rich, rich.
He doesn't let people leave.
Yeah, he's in
talent.
The South. It's Indiana. Like, you got the dough now. I get all that. But you're still convincing people to go to, what is it, Bloomington, Indiana?
I mean, he just lost his starting quarterback to Vanderbilt. So we're starting to see that trend even at Georgia. Smash or pass, Lane Kiffin goes, hey, I could get a shot at this NFL gig and leave LSU.
I think every NFL team should pass on him. He's becoming worse and worse by the
day,
in my opinion.
I'm saying smash or pass on the story that it could happen.
Oh, smash on the story.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, I know he's a turd in the NFL, but boy, would that not be great. Leaves Ole Miss as they go on a run, and then all of a sudden it's like LSU's got their guy. It's like, actually, I'm going to take the Titans job. Lane Kiffin leaves LSU. Smash that story until the cows come home.
That would be hilarious.
Last, you take the Raiders job. He'd be a good Raider coach.
I think we tried that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did. But the other guy's dead now. I think the son can hire him. Son probably doesn't know that he was the coach.
That's fair.
Which, by the way, real quick on the
Son. Wasn't there.
I heard twice yesterday, two different times, that things that I was listening to talk about him going to P.F. Chang's. Did I miss a story about Mark Davis and P.F. Chang's?
I hope you got the lettuce wraps.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not getting the lettuce wraps at P.F. Chang's, you shouldn't even be going there.
Smash.
Smash or pass? Stafford winning it all this year.
Smash. I'll smash that. Yeah. I'll smash that one. Yeah, I'll be good with that.
Really, there's no one besides Denver that I'm passing on winning it all. Any one of these teams, I can find joy in their story and seeing them lift up the Lombardi. It is really just the Broncos, the Donkeys, excuse me, that I don't want to see win.
Somebody says, did Buddy just say before I was born in 2002, man, I'm getting old.
No, that's fair.
Oh, man.
I felt like a baby when I said it.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! That's the sounder. You got to be caller number 8. Tell Mac he's awesome. Tell him that he's got a great laugh and that you just really appreciate Mac Morey. That is Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and 135th in Metcalf. And also Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
More online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We'll get into that Oregon situation and, well, Tennessee fans. Mac loves them. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that's done.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.